Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Do it.
Power walk.
Like you got grapefruits.
I can do a McMahon strut for sure. Absolutely, I could.
Did he walk like that for real when you met him?
Man, I don't remember. It was like we looked up and there was Vince McMahon and Stephanie and Shane.
Yeah.
Walker. There they were. And I don't...
Linda was there too.
Yeah, well, who paid attention to her? She wasn't even a senator then.
Well, she never was.
Vince was levitating. She was a congresswoman? What was she?
She lost.
Yeah, she lost.
She's nothing now?
She's head of small business,
yeah,
right?
She should be the COO then of WWE.
She's the head of the Small Business Administration. She has a cabinet position in the Trump administration.
You're welcome.
You're fired.
So walking around the Hyatt with his big strut.
That was the Marriott, the Raleigh Marriott.
Like, yeah. Don't you like to imagine that Vince McMahon on payday walks around, strutting around, passing out paychecks to people?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, Titus O'Neil. There's a little one.
Right.
You're fired.
Do it, Jimmy.
What?
You're fired.
You're fired.
Here's his better.
He's gonna puke.
A hole draws.
That's why they just called him puke.
Right. They should have. They really should have. All right, we got a brand new Facebook fussing coming up momentito. She's not aware of this. I will use Paige as our guinea. Wait a minute. You're not from Italian. Italy. Paige, you'll be our test rat for this.
Okay.
Test rat.
Yeah.
G-Pig.
So, let's say that you have, it's not at this place, but let's say you work somewhere else, right? You've worked with someone for 8, 10 years, whatever it is, and you had issues with those people, let's say about half that time ago. So, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you had issues with that person. Then that person leaves. Mm-hmm. They go take another job.
Yeah.
It's their last day and they're leaving. Do you say anything that, like, it's their last day? Do you say anything to them on the way out the door? Like, do you get a last jab in? Or are you glad to just...
Oh, if you don't like them?
Right.
Oh, no.
You don't say anything.
Wait, it's Paige.
That's the only person in the room now that doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
Y'all experienced it live.
I wouldn't take the... If they're leaving, whatever, it's just let it go.
What if you were the one leaving then, would you?
Yes. I would just say, look...
Yes.
You've been just, if somebody was terrible to me, I would let them have it. I would.
So you would.
Yeah, why not?
But if you were leaving, staying here and they were leaving, you wouldn't say anything.
No, what's the point? They're going.
That's my point.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
The point is, okay, if you're not going to hang out with this person or if they're leaving to go somewhere else, you'll never most likely not see them again or not see them for a long time. Don't just let it fester and let it go.
But it's not, it's... Okay, we have to do this as proverbial as possible. See, you're the problem, Fat Boy.
He's an instigator like no other.
You are the problem.
He's waiting for it to go down.
From hell.
Fat Boy thinks when somebody leaves a job that they have to make amends with all the problems that they had or people that they did wrong on the way out the door.
And he'll unfriend them?
Well,
you're done.
We know that. He unfriends you if you leave working with him or for him or anything like that.
You're done.
No longer friends. Mm-mm. But
Fat
Boy, who to me is such a pacifist, like he really is. The guy doesn't own a firearm. He does not like conflict at all.
He's never been in a fight in his life.
Never fought in his life.
I think I've sensed some of that changing. Like if I were in that position yesterday, maybe I should. Yeah. But if I were in that position yesterday, there's no way I couldn't have said something.
Usually people mellow with age. Fat Boy's doing it the opposite.
I know. I thought it was going down. I was like, oh, boys, here it is.
I missed something.
Nothing happened.
What did you want? Okay.
Well, see, what would have made Fat Boy happy?
What'd you want me to do? Knock his lights out?
At least tell him.
Knock his teeth down his throat?
Goodness.
Say, hey, man, we had some issues. I can't let you leave without, giving you at least an earful a little bit.
Well, I mean, he probably knows.
I don't.
It's been uttered around plenty. I'm sure he knows.
Like you, what you? So let's. Okay. So the person that was moving on, right? Mm-hmm. That many years ago, I had a real problem with. Yeah. But since then, there's been no problem.
Always a nice person.
It wasn't
except for those two things.
The problem wasn't fixed, nor was an apology ever issued. But
so now, it was still an issue.
But it's not an issue. When I think about that person, do I associate those issues? Yeah, I do. But if that person's leaving here, why should I cause problems for me here to get a jab on the way out?
Yeah.
How's it going to cause an issue for you? I don't think you understand your place in this building.
This makes you look bad, for one. Even if it doesn't get you in hot water, it makes you look immature and bad.
Would that person go complain to his new HR person or his former? He couldn't complain to the current.
Yeah, if it's the last day, you still can because you still work there.
Ah, see, that's why I was going to catch up.
That's why.
I was going to wait for him out in the parking lot.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, but he has to stay here till 5.
I mean, would Fat Boy say with the person leaving, hopefully you won't do that at your next job. Maybe you'll learn from this.
That's a good point. That's a great question. What would you say?
That's what I would say.
Well, somebody texted and said I was a puss, but I'm the only one saying you should confront him on the way out.
Maybe that's why he said that about you.
What? Backwards ass is that?
Discretion, valor, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. He understands it.
I mean, if the person said, hey, do you have any words of wisdom for me or some advice? Possibly the door would have been open then. I would say, don't lie to people's faces over and over again when that person can find out the truth because they lose all faith in you as a person.
That's true.
What if this person would have said, remember when I did this to you? Ha! That was fun.
I would have...
Remember that?
I would have beat him up and then drug him outside. It's the opposite of a home invasion.
And we've known for some years now that there were 2 unused seats in the box for that concert we tried to get tickets to and couldn't get tickets to.
I'll tell you, okay. There's 2 separate issues.
That's the minor offense, I guess.
One, I was... not just me. And that's the thing. I think I took it harder than 9 did. Because 9 was in the same exact boat on both sides. my issue was always the look you right in the eye and literally lie to your face and about money, just lie right to you and realize that word gets back around. The whole thing about saying, would you guys like to go to this concert? And we're like, yeah, hell yeah. That's one of our favorites. And then no follow-up on it. And then we find out 2 seats sat in the box.
Empty. Nobody used them.
That was dirty.
Nobody used them.
That would then
couldn't give them away because it just chose not.
But
to
even
give
them then, away. What am I supposed? What? You know. He wouldn't have done it. Fat Boy wouldn't have done anything either.
No. But luckily for me, I have $700 worth of tickets to go see that guy March 30th in Atlanta. If anybody wants to go,
did you pay for him yet?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, well,
I'm working on it.
They break them up in payment plans now.
No, they're paid for.
Oh, they are.
Luckily, I have a wealthy friend.
I was going to say, did you lay away Ticketmaster? No, when did they start?
Luckily, I have a wealthy friend.
Yeah. Oh, you work in radio. You get to go to all the concerts. I work in radio broadcasting, not radio promotion.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's go to, oh, man, this could be deep. Let's go to Anonymous on line 1. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Well, thank you. What's up with you?
So I'm actually kind of in the same situation. I'm actually working. I notice that nobody knows I'm working. I've got a job that's going to start here at the end of the month with another company. And it's kind of nice to have this unknown power, because I'm just waiting for somebody to say something stupid.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Now, what are you going to do, act like Fat Boy when they do? Hey,
man, what you wanna say? Like, oh, yeah. I'm going straight Fat Boy on them.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you have? You have some people there that you have issues with, and if they elevate it, then that's the free ride to just go off.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it just light the fuse, man. I mean, the rocket's already there. Just something stupid for them to say, and it's just like, all right, we're firing this thing off.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Man, and in the past, they've kind of been known, if you turn a notice in, they usually fire you the next day.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. How long do you have left on the two-week notice?
A week. I've only had one little mini meltdown on them on a conference call in front of everybody.
Mini meltdown.
Now, yeah, a little mini meltdown.
What is your plans for the last day? Surely you got something cooking up.
I actually do have a friend that makes shirts, and I was going to have her make me a T-shirt that says Notice.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. And then have everybody sign the back of it. Oh, that's wonderful.
Who's the ones you like?
They used to make you work them. It's like, like you said, they don't make you work them anymore.
No, because they think you're going to steal or just not work worth a crap for 2 weeks. And they're probably right.
Well,
not going to steal, like,
though. Nah, I'm not going to steal anything. But, I've got a week's worth of vacation. I could use, or technically I would get paid for if I worked a notice, but they're not going to do that.
No. Wow. Well, enjoy yourself, sir. And be careful with the meltdowns, even the mini ones. Oh, they come back and get you.
Yeah, not worth it.
Tag Fat Boy if you get tired.
That's it. Fat Boy, you're my inspiration, buddy.
Hey, baby. To what? Wow. Eat?
That's a first.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning.
Checks in the mail.
That was Fat Boy's son calling in, I think.
I applaud you for what you did, Matthew. I think you handled it the way you should handle it.
Yeah, you know what, though?
I don't care what Fat Boy says.
There was when I saw the confrontation, the face-to-face, I'm like, it's going down. It didn't happen that way. But, when the hand was extended, I'm like, there's no way Matt's going to shake his hand.
That is
then the handshake
that
happens.
That is such a dick move, man. It really is. Somebody puts out, like, if he had, like, assaulted my mama or done it or done just these guys. Yeah, of course. But he extended his hand. The dude's leaving. I shook his hand. He left.
You know what this conversation is? The reason we call you Matt Man, the reason we call you Fat Boy.
Oh no!
He got one on you. That's what happened.
He didn't get one
he
on
you. He screwed
me.
You twice.
No scoreboard.
Stuck you in the back door.
No scoreboard.
On the way out.
What are you talking about?
You won.
You know what we're talking about.
I know exactly.
Now call him up right now. Let's do a Teen
Wolf.
Do
we have time to talk to Wolf Daddy?
Yeah, I guess.
P1 Wolf Daddy. Say hello to Teen Wolf Dad. He's here. Good morning, Wolf Daddy.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning. What's going on?
How you, sir?
Wonderful. Listen, I'm very close to this deal that you're talking about here, this being a jackass.
Yeah.
One of these things that folks don't really realize is you might be needing that person one day, maybe at a job, because it happened to me. I was able to get a better job because they were leaving and nobody knew where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it out multiple times. And so I kind of showed my butt. And later on, I had an opportunity to go to this place and didn't know they were there. Went in. Well, they were the person that was doing the hiring. So I just...
Oh, wow.
That wouldn't happen in this case. But that's funny.
No, that would never happen in this case. But, well, did you get the job?
No, I actually saw who it was, and I said, I said, congratulations, I'm going to get on out of here.
Have a good morning, brother. Appreciate you listening.
All right, man.
See you, Wolf Daddy. Wolf, like the wolf, not the woof.
He just turned around and left.
That's funny.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my last job before here, I scheduled all my deliveries in the afternoon and then left at lunchtime.
But if I was the guy hiring, I would have hired that guy and busted his balls every day.
He made his life a living hell.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Till it ended up like falling down and he came back and slaughtered the whole office.
There's nothing in it if you say something. There's more in it for you if you don't.
You don't there's not.
You don't get anything out of saying something, though.
Well,
you
I would.
You get nothing out of it.
I'll get the satisfaction of him knowing that, hey, you wronged me.
Well, guess what? Remember I shook his hand? I had just been to the bathroom and I didn't wash.
Oh,
guess what though? You high-fived me afterwards.
Well, guess what? He shook everybody else's hand, and how many people are that don't wash?
Yeah, I probably got some of theirs on my hand, too. I'll be dead blame. Guess what's
got
next? A brand new Facebook fussing right after this. Hold on now.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Didn't happen during the shutdown yesterday, of course.
No.
Actually, that brought us down on volume of Facebook fuss and posts. It really did. Sent in by you, by the P1s, by you, the P1s, anonymously. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is a brand new March 14th, 2019 Facebook fussing. Thank you. It's me, the nice guy.
Yeah.
And Fat Boy, the bad guy. So everybody have their scripts ready to go. Paige is paperless. Oh, yeah. She's for the environment.
We ready, man. We ready. I'm paperless as well.
Scene one. Playing the role of Trinity will be Nine. Playing the role of Raylanda will be freaking me. Playing the role of Jessica will be Paige. A double role. Playing the role of Jizmeen will be Fatboy. And also, Fatboy playing the role of Trucks.
Get out. You got Trucks?
A guy named Trucks. And action.
Trinity posts a picture of her wearing a shiny black dress with what looks to be fishnet stockings with tall black boots. She also has a small black top hat pinned in her hair. I've been so looking forward to today. This is going to be a blast. Let's go!
I'm jealous. I've been wanting to go to Comic-Con, but Ricky, he had to work all weekend, and I'm still all stuffy.
Cute outfit. Are you a character or something? I don't keep up with comic book movies.
Oh, yeah, I meant to say that, too. Like, very cute, also kind of sultry as all get out. Jessica, I think she's supposed to be Catwoman.
You think? I don't know. I don't remember Catwoman wearing a top hat. I think she's just supposed to be a steampunk goth.
What is steampunk? Like a locomotive?
It's like an old-fashioned futuristic.
Maybe she is supposed to be Batgirl or Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn medicine woman? Ha ha, not even close.
What does one do at Comic-Con anyway? Just look at comic books? LOL.
I think she is not a character. I feel like she is a female gangster or maybe even a saloon girl.
But what's with that tiny top hat?
That I don't get either. Some people just go to Comic-Con in a Halloween costume. It's just cosplay or roleplay.
Maybe she's supposed to be a zombie Abe Lincoln if he were a woman.
Okay, Trinity, we're all tired of guessing. Which character are you supposed to be dressed as for Comic-Con?
I didn't go to Comic-Con. That was a pick of the new outfit I wore to church today.
Oof.
Insane. Poor thing. Poor thing.
Cute hat.
Cute hat, though. It really is. She's just going to church.
Facebook fussing featuring schizo accents.
Well, that was tougher, Fatboy, being Jizmeen and Trucks.
I was talking about all around. We went from Valley Girls to Rednecks and back and forth.
My character voice did change during that. Didn't it?
Son of patience.
I got lost in it. I didn't know who Raylanda was.
It's like, you
know?
Oh my God, guys. And Paige like, hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a big mix of people.
Okay. All right. Does everybody get it pulled together?
Yeah. By the way, Jeff from Jeff and Joan is watching.
Oh,
on Facebook Live.
Hi, Chad.
Yeah.
Okay. Scene two. Playing the role of Julia will be freaking me. Playing the role of Tyra will be freaking Paige.
Yes!
Playing the role of Dora will be freaking Nine. And playing the role of Paul will be Fatboy. And action. Okay, a question for my girls. Is it okay to let your man go to the strip club?
Lord, I think it depends on how much he's going. Sometimes it's probably okay.
Oh, hell no. Hell to the no.
Well, what if it's, you know, it's getting to be like two or three, four or five times a week after work on the weekends, Dora? Why not?
The last thing you want is him getting some 20-year-old drug addict pregnant or worse, coming home with an STF.
You really think some 20-year-old stripper is going to get in the bed with my 46-year-old husband? Are they turned on by beer guts and cigarette burns and polo shirts and nobody told me?
Maybe you ought to figure out what he wants that he ain't getting at home.
Excuse me, I believe I asked my girls, not you.
Oh, maybe you should get a man's opinion, though. It takes one to know one. I'd say he's just depressed, if I was allowed to guess.
Depressed? WTF? Really?
That's a blinking lootly. You ever been to a blanky bar? It's about as sad as a hospital waiting room.
Maybe you should go with him and see what he's up to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, I'll tuck Bryson and Sadie in and say, good night, sweet babies. Mom and Daddy are going to go get drunk and look at boobs together till 1 a.m.
Oh, you'll be out here crying then because you get gonorrheal from some skank.
I was being sarcastic. I've never been to one, and I don't plan to go now.
Maybe you just don't worry about it. If he had anything to hide, he'd be lying about where he's going.
Yeah, because lots of places smell like dollar store body spray and smoke.
Paul, well, now I'm worried because you said he's depressed.
I mean, maybe he isn't, but I was pretty depressed when I used to go to the club.
Well, TBH, the real worst part is him coming home so late with glitter all over him. It's on his face. It's in his hair. The next day, it's in the bed. It's in the washer.
That means he's had jugs on his head.
Like I thought I made it sound bad, but this chick here, Dora, did your man cheat on you with a stripper or what?
No, dumb blank. I was a striper before I got my CNA.
You were a drug addict who had STDs and got pregnant by customers?
OMG, I had no idea. Girl, you are the one that I need to be talking to, I guess.
I'm not sure she was a stripper as much as she was a hooker who worked at the club.
And see, you had jugs on your head.
She's a former striper.
Well, one Jeremy Clements is enough. You imagine two of them. That'd be way too much. My poor neck couldn't handle it.
Oh, man.
He's going to come home with an STF, by the way.
I know, yeah. I hate that.
Which is a wrestling move.
Can you imagine? How do you get rid of that?
Not gonorrheal.
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 Two words.
Gonorrheal. That was Brooks and Dunn, I believe.
It was. One of their greatest hits.
Run it, Dunn.
Run it, Dunn.
Scene 3.
Oh, boy.
Playing the role of Aunt Becky.
Of course.
Will be Fat Boy. No college scams today, pal.
Uh-uh.
Playing the role of Whoopi will be 9.
All right.
Playing the role of Brit will be freaking me. And playing the role of Bobby will be Fat Boy.
All right.
And action.
Aunt Becky, not Aunt Becky. Tags Whoopi in post. Guess what, bitch? You done now. Last night when you said that you was going to smack the blank out of me, well, you know where the hell I live. How about you shut the blank up? I'd put $20 on me beating your ass if I was you. You'd make a little money. Which would be a change for your broke ass. Middle finger emoji.
Oh, what the blank? For real? You don't know jack blank about my financials, you dumb blank. And besides that, yeah, I know where you live, but why the hell would I show up at your house to fight you? I'd do it when you least expect it. So don't be surprised if you catch these hands outside the damn Spanx next time you go there to buy cigarettes, which is every day for you.
Yep, there it is. Walking it back now after all that blank you talked last night, right? You a bitch just like my sister, a.k.a. your mama. I still yo you an ass beating when I leave the house.
Yeah, okay. Good luck making it down the stairs without having a heart attack, you fat piece of blank. Make sure you don't forget your bra. I don't want your butter bags flopping all over the place when I'm pounding your face in the dirt.
I ain't arguing with you. I don't have that in my blood, nor do I have the time to sit on Facebook and talk petty-ass blank with some dumb slut.
I'm definitely not a slut, but I don't appreciate it when my mama becomes attacked over some bull blank like you accusing her of stealing jewelry from granny's house that ain't even yours in the first damn place. Guess what, bitch? You don't own claim to every damn thing in that woman's house. I don't care if you're the oldest. All you are doing is waiting for that woman to die. I'm tired of you blowing up my mama's phone with threatening messages all day, every day. It's gonna stop. You gonna let it die, or it's gonna get handled.
I agree with Whoop.
Let the woman live and stop the drama. Bobby, I don't know who the blank you are, but this is family business, you fat piece of blank. Then don't put it out for the world to see, you dumbass blank.
Don't worry about this hog, Whoopi. She's jealous because you don't live in drama. Don't even pay any attention to her.
Okay, I don't know who Brit is, but you could blank off. And don't tell me who's jealous. Jealous of what? Jealous of dressing like a whore and walking around town like I just got up off my back for the first time in a week?
You keep running your mouth and nobody's going to understand a damn word you got to say when three teeth and two busted lips left.
Good luck with that, Aunt Becky. My girl's on fire now. Nice knowing you, bish.
Come on with it. You? Her? I don't give a blank damn who it is. I'm sick of the bull blank. Let's go.
End scene.
Who are those people?
Good for Aunt Becky fighting back.
Yeah, nice. She ain't going to take it, man.
Tired of the bull blank.
Is it aunt or aunt?
It depends on
come on.
Your religious upbringing. It really does. Aunt. Aunt.
Aunt.
Aunt. Aunt. Aunt. Aunt. Aunt down here.
All right.
Aunt Julia.
Somebody on Facebook Live said I got a booger. I got a booger, man. I got a boog.
No, I think that's just a gray hair.
Oh, okay.
You have gray nose hair.
It is.
What?
You're getting old. Yeah.
Matt says a don't, Aaron.
Aaron's a liar.
Yeah.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Arguments. Shh. Just arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
Send yours into theriseguys@AOL.com. That was another edition of the often copied, never duplicated Facebook fussing.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, here's a story for you. If you've ever dreamed of breastfeeding boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm turning up the volume of my headphones,
Paige. Are you
now?
So wait, I can breastfeed boys?
No.
No.
Boys, if you've ever dreamed of breastfeeding.
Oh, sorry, I missed the...
Let me turn my volume back down now.
I missed the verbal comma.
That was clickbait.
It's becoming true. There is a Japanese company called Dentsu, and they debuted their first father's nursing assistant, which is a device where you can actually breastfeed your child.
Hmm.
It's something that's like these breast tanks are strapped onto you, and you can hold the baby and...
Yeah.
Breastfeed yourself.
Wow.
You strap it on and you, yeah. You
feed Paige has breast silos. Yes. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yes.
Breast tanks.
Woo,
but you're not going to get the sensation of breastfeeding, unfortunately for you, man. You'll never know what it feels like, the pain of breastfeeding and the pleasure.
Well, unfortunately for the baby, like, you imagine if it's a baby and it's breastfeeding, but it's looking up and seeing, like, my face or Matt's face or... Fat boy's face?
The baby wouldn't see my face. He would think like some kind of woolly booger is breastfeeding him.
Yeah, that might traumatize a child to some extent because you're feeding off this robot thing and you're looking up at the bottom side of a beard.
Yeah, right.
And this thing on.
I have bottom beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard.
Okay, Nine, look at this picture of this. What's weird is it only has one nipple.
Yeah. It's only on the left side, huh?
Well, you don't need both of them to breastfeed unless
no,
you have twinsies.
No,
well,
especially
I mean,
if it ain't a real one.
If you're uncomfortable or whatever.
Well, yeah, but it ain't yours, so it would never get uncomfortable. Right?
I know, but if you have to switch the baby from arm to arm because you're there for a little bit of time.
If you've had a mastectomy, turn the radio down. Paige is going to offend you.
No, I'm not offending. I'm just saying.
Double.
If you want to switch arms, it's a little different. They should have two nipples, but maybe it would spill out if you had two nipples. It wouldn't flow properly.
I would have it go out of my nipples up through two spouts on some kind of helmet.
Yeah.
And the baby would sit on my shoulders and just drink out of the helmet, like the old beer drink.
Yeah, like a beer helmet. Absolutely.
Maybe mm-hmm. that would work yep. in the middle of the night when you're tired.
Yeah.
Try and hold the baby up there. It's not practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not for newborns anyway. So,
thank
good luck with that.
Have we finally reached the point where men want to breastfeed or to simulate breastfeeding anyway? I mean, is it something you'd want to do?
Man, I wouldn't. Uh-huh. No.
No.
They're already big enough.
Right?
They are.
Yeah, plenty. Plenty big enough.
If I was a flat-chested woman, I'd breastfeed everybody's kids.
You would?
Yeah.
You would lactate. You know how messy it would be if men were lactating? It would just be awful.
I've sweat beer before. I could handle that.
Yeah.
No.
You ever sweat beer? Like, literally your sweat smells like alcohol?
Oh, absolutely, Yeah.
Oh, the day after birthday bash.
Yeah. That's why it's the worst thing in the world is going to the bathroom the morning after a night of drinking.
That's liquor, beer blanks.
Oh, liquor's what gets me, man. It's the worst, man. It's like, oh, God, I shouldn't have had SoCo.
Bitch.
You remember exactly what it was, uh-huh. What's up, Candy?
Oh, boy.
Can you pass the gold flakes with Gold Slugger? Like, if you drank a whole, like, fifth of Gold Slugger, would you have the flakes in your...
I don't think you can have digest to. That, right? Can you?
I really don't know. Jimmy doesn't care. He's not looking it up for me.
Oh, sorry. What do you want?
I wanted to know if you passed the gold flakes from Gold Slugger.
I believe so, yeah. I believe you do, yeah. Well, one way or the other.
You get a special gift.
Sorry, you said Gold Slugger. I tuned out immediately.
I'm going to take a metal detector down to Malden Road and find my fame and fortune.
There you go.
I haven't touched Gold Slugger in over 15 years.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I'm only 34, so I was underage drinking, apparently.
Yeah.
Is it just it doesn't make you feel good, or what's the deal with it? I've had it when I was skiing. But
what, Gold Slugger?
Yeah.
Liquor?
Okay.
I mean, it's the cute thing.
It's like peppermint liquor syrup.
Yeah, like schnapps.
It's really thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's nasty.
Schnapps will make you sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know what? People.
Come on.
Never buy me another shot of Fireball if you can help it.
Oh, damn.
Why is that?
Please.
I want to know.
Because every time it's all I can do to choke it down
it
like, at this point.
It's
like,
not fun.
Thank you for the shot. Thank you. That's appreciated. Delicious.
It makes me cough even thinking about it.
I know, right? You turned red thinking about it.
Yeah. It's that feel. It's just too much.
Yeah. Whew. I think there's a...
I'd rather snort ground cinnamon than drink cinnamon. Yeah, that
really?
Stuff.
There's a car club in the upstate that burnt me on Fireball for good.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Or is it Fireball Roberts?
No. Yeah.
Now, is this just one, or if you have several of them that you
can... I can only choke one down.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's just weird, because I'll do straight whiskey or tequila. Fireball.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's like
more.
Sipping whiskey, but that's not... With the cinnamon, you can't do it.
Shooting whiskey.
What is your liquor of choice, Paige?
It depends on what I'm drinking.
What?
No, but I mean, I have cocktails. I don't drink, like, straight liquor. So it depends on what's in it. Like, if I'm having a margarita, of course, I'm going to have tequila.
If you're drinking a margarita, though, what are you drinking?
Tequila, of course, but it depends. But I don't really have, like, a drink go-to drink.
Like a sip and drink.
Mm-mm.
I got you.
Yeah.
Mine's Di Serena.
I like Bloody Marys and sometimes...
Amaretto.
Oh,
okay. DeSerona, right?
I say it the weird way. Honestly, I don't know how to say it.
I think it's DeSerona.
I just say, give me some of that amaretto.
Yeah.
Not the off-brand.
I usually like wine or champagne, but a nice cold beer in the summertime. Like, you know, one Pilsner is my favorite.
I got a whole list.
You know what? Don't even
I do
posture
like that.
Toward us with that.
I will. Favorite. I mean, I like cold beer.
How much is it at Ingles, then, if you love it so much?
I don't ever.
$9.77.
I got a whole list of drinking rules. Like, don't chill good whiskey because you burnt it.
Really?
Good whiskey, not chilled.
Cooking a steak
don't
all the way.
Never. Don't you do it.
That's true.
Good
that's
whiskey true. Chilled is like a well-done steak. Give me a high five on that, Matthew.
Don't you keep vodka totally in whiffed. The freezer? Isn't that supposed to be chilled?
We can't redo it because there's that meme about white people.
Yeah, that wasn't on purpose. We really just missed a high five.
Okay, so you want a warm shot of that. Warm shot of tequila. Do you want that chilled too?
I don't like tequila at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
I
it
do.
Reminds me of a night from teenage years, and I can't shake it.
We don't want to relive something that you swore you'll never do again.
Girl threw up in the car,
and
it was Kent Palm's car,
and
we had to drive her per nerd an hour home and then ride back an hour in the same car.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
I can smell it now.
That's me and Jack Daniels. I was playing blackjack with my brother.
Yeah.
It was his idea for me to go to the liquor store to get the liquor because, you know, I can ask a guy outside.
He's a chauvinist, yeah.
No, because guys don't buy other guys alcohol, but a girl will get it.
Yeah.
And I always got it. So that's what happened. So I bought Jack Daniels. I don't know why, but we were playing cards. I was losing badly. And
they knock you to your knees?
No, I threw up everywhere in every single room of the house. I was just, it was so bad. People.
Even the laundry room?
Everywhere. I threw up on the diving board. It was just so bad. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again.
On the diving board?
Yes.
You're just going around just puking everywhere.
Lickle?
It was so awful.
Why are you on the diving board if you're about to throw up?
You didn't do it in the butler's bedroom, did you?
You know, it was a party, and my mom was out of town, Mom. Hope you're not listening. But we just threw the biggest party in high school at our house, and my brother thought it would be fun to get his little sister drunk. And, well, it was embarrassing. And they talked about it the whole time. Like, she was so sick.
Yeah.
She was walking around the pool in her bathing suit.
Did all his friends try to get you to play spin the bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. Bunch of jerks.
But they didn't want to talk to me because I threw up on my dog, and it was just so bad.
You did it on the diving board and the dog, too.
I did.
Did you go up on the roof and do it down the chimney?
I don't know. And I had dry heaves. It was just so bad.
All right, that's Santa Claus.
Did you throw up on a dog once, Matt?
I did.
It was so embarrassing.
Didn't you do something on a cat one time, though?
I did. Okay, sure enough.
It was the cat's fault, though. I'm not the only one.
Well, the cat got in the way.
Yep, got right in the way.
So it's a drive-by.
The moral of that story, don't ever drink beer and take whiskey ever.
Maybe
together.
You.
Yeah.
Maybe you.
What is it? Beer after liquor makes you sicker?
Doesn't apply to everybody.
Doesn't? Okay. I don't know.
Doesn't apply to everybody.
It was just a nightmare. So.
Yeah.
But I believe liquor before beer.
Yeah.
I think it's lickle before beer.
Is that what it is?
That's what I read.
I don't know. Well,
beer before lickle, never sickle.
Yeah.
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 And if you get a DUI, you drive a liquor sickle. See, it all comes full circle.
Liquor sickle. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Once again.
Beer and lickle.
Lickle.
You finna get this pickle.
Sickle. All right. We'll take a little break.
No, you ain't.
More Rise.
This will work.
Smells like vinegar. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys morning show. Wait a minute. Carried a tooth? Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.